One other thing I wanted to mention. We're going to do this phone hookup again next week, which is Resurrection Sunday. And if there's somebody you know that you think might be blessed to be part of this, just feel free to give them the number. So with that, let us get into God's Word this morning. If you have a Bible handy, please turn to Psalm 91. Today is Sunday, April the 5th, 2020, and this morning we are going to consider God's protection. Worry, fear, anxiety, panic, all those things bring stress into our bodies, and I think, you know, stress weakens your immune system. And we are going to first read Psalm 91, and going to spend a little time on the first three verses. And what God tells us in His Word is so helpful, so beneficial, and so encouraging, especially in the days that we are living in. I might go a little longer than normal, but, you know, these are not normal days we're living in. You will notice in this psalm as we read it, and of course other places in God's Word as well, that God uses imagery to communicate with us, to paint a picture for us. The words in the Bible are not used haphazardly. God told them what to write. And keeping that in mind, in addition to the imagery, I'll point out some of the different words that God uses for God. And again, those are intentionally put there by God. So Psalm 91, verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwells, and that word dwells means to sit down, not just pop in and say hi, but to sit down and stay a while. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Secret place is it's a hiding place. It's somewhere separated from those around you. He who sits down in the secret hiding place of the Most High. Well, where is that secret hiding place? Psalm 32:7 says, Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Thou art my hiding place. It's not a building. It's not the tabernacle or the temple. In the Old Testament, those physical places represented the presence of God. This secret place, it's not a physical place. It is in the presence of God Himself. Psalm 119, 114 says, it says it again, Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in Thy word. Those of us who are born-again believers, we have access to this secret hiding place, right? Ephesians 2:18 says, For through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. And again in Ephesians 3, in verse 12, it says, In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of Him. 2 Corinthians 6 tells us that God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Isn't it amazing? We have access to God, access to His presence. God is in you. Hebrews 4 says, Let us therefore come boldly, and that means speaking freely, openly, holding nothing back. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Bible says that as a born-again one, God is in you. God is at work in you by way of the Spirit He put in you. When we pray, we are indeed in the presence of God. So here in verse 1 in Psalm 91, He that dwells, sits down and stays a while in the secret place, the hiding place, separated from those around you. And it's called here the secret place of the Most High. And this is the word in Hebrew, Elyon, one of the words for God. And this one means God, the possessor of heaven and earth, and the one who dispenses the blessings. And that's just beautiful. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, God Almighty, the possessor of heaven and earth, and the one who dispenses blessing. And then it says, shall abide. And this word abide is similar to dwell, but it means to lodge. Not just visit, but stay put. Lodge. Shall abide under the shadow. And shadow is defense and protection. The shadow of the Almighty. And this word for God is El Shaddai. And it means almighty in power and unlimited in resources to supply all our needs. Under the shadow, in Psalm 17, 8 and 9, it says, keep me as the apple of the eye, hide me under the shadow of thy wings, from the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. In Psalm 36, it's in verse 7, it says, how excellent is thy loving kindness, O God! Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. If you would back up and look at Psalm 57 for a moment. Psalm 57. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusts in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Isn't that beautiful? In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast. Under his shadow. Shadow is protection and defense. And it's protection and defense of God Almighty, who's unlimited in his resources to defend and to supply our every need. Back in Psalm 91, he that dwells, Psalm 91:1, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. This, when it comes to God's protection, this verse 1 is our part. This is what we can choose to do if we want to. And I would encourage you to study this verse and work it in your heart and mind. He that dwells, sits down and stays a while in the secret place, the hiding place, which is in the very presence of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, who dispenses his blessings on the earth. He shall lodge, stay put, under the shadow, the defense and protection of El Shaddai, God Almighty in power and unlimited in resources to supply all our needs. Wow, what a verse. And it goes on, verse 2. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom will I trust. It starts off, verse 2 starts off with, I will say. You know, it's kind of a declaration. It's not a, well, maybe, I sure hope. No, I will say of the Lord. And this is the word Jehovah. And when Jehovah is used in the Bible, it's used in referring to God's relationship with his creation, which includes his covenants and his promises. I will say of the Lord Jehovah, he is my refuge. That's a shelter, protection from danger. He is my fortress, my stronghold for defense. And then it says, my God. And here's another word for God. Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth. In him will I trust. confide, put my confidence without worry, doubt, or fear. Our trust in God comes from our lodging with Him, staying in that secret place. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Boy, isn't it amazing? In two verses, God uses four different names for Himself. That ought to get our attention. At least get us to pause and go, wow. Verse 3, surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. From the snare, and a snare is, it's a trap. You know, a lot of times they use it for birds or animals, you know, where they use a wire or a cord. Surely He shall deliver you. And the word deliver means snatch you out. Just pluck you out. Surely He shall snatch you out from the traps of the fowler. Fowler is the one who sets the traps. And the rest of this verse. Surely He shall deliver you from the noisome pestilence. Noisome means destructive calamity, that which destroys. And pestilence is plague. Look at this. He shall deliver you, snatch you out from the traps of the one setting the traps, and snatch you out from the destroying plague. How timely is it to read this? What a promise. What a promise. Verse 3 begins to show us what God will do. As a result of the end of verse 2, putting all your trust in Him, which is based on verse 1, our decision to dwell, to sit down in the secret place, to lodge in the very presence of the Most High God. We choose to lodge. We stay put under His shadow, the defense and protection of El Shaddai. And see, in doing that, then we recognize and declare of the Lord Jehovah, yes, He is my refuge. He is my shelter and protection from danger. He is my fortress, my stronghold for defense, my God, Elohim. In Him will I trust. In Him will I put my confidence without worry, doubt, or fear. Then comes verse 3, surely He shall deliver you from the traps of the one setting traps, and surely He shall deliver you from the destroying plague. My goodness, those three verses. Just fantastic. Verse 4, more of what God can and will do. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. He shall cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. This is a different word than the word trust used before. This word trust means flee for refuge. Under His wings shall you flee for refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Now, God doesn't have feathers, so obviously it's figurative. But He's painting a picture for us to show us His protection. You know, where little ducks get under, mama duck, you know, for protection. Hide under the wings. You know, I thought about this. They're saying now that maybe we should consider wearing masks on our face if we go out. Okay, well, you know, it could be a good thing. Meanwhile, God will cover us with His feathers. How's that for a mask? Under His wings, we shall flee for refuge. What a great picture God is painting for us. And I love this. It says His truth is our shield and buckler, our shield and fortress. His truth. What is His truth? His words. You know, last week we read in Ephesians 6, and I called that section that talks about the whole armor of God, and I said, this is our hazmat suit. And I said that not to be funny, but you know, that whole armor paints a great picture for us. Loins girt about with truth, breastplate of righteousness, feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, helmet of salvation, shield of believing his words, sword of the Spirit, the word of God, praying always with all prayer in the Spirit, the whole armor of God. And here in verse 4 of Psalm 91, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall flee for refuge. His truth, that's your shield and fortress. His truth is his words. And we choose to believe his words. Again, we choose to engage in a relationship, a partnership with him, to confide in him, to flee to him, to seek his refuge, to dwell with him, to abide with him, to trust in him. Verse 5, look at this. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. Terror, that is something you mentally dread. And night means it's dark and you can't see. God says, don't be afraid of something you can't see. Don't let your imagination run wild. That will bring fear. Don't be afraid for the terror by night. And also it says, nor for the arrows. You know, those you can see, you know, that's danger. You know, you can see that in the daytime. That is real danger. Don't be afraid of it. And then verse 6, don't be afraid, look at this, for the pestilence that walks in darkness. Wow, that's really something. The pestilence that walks in darkness. Again, God is mentioning pestilence, which is plague. Look at this. Don't be afraid of the plague that walks in darkness. You can't see the damn virus, can you? No, we don't see it. God said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of the pestilence that walks in darkness, and don't be afraid of the destruction that you can see or hear about. Don't be afraid. Verse 7 says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shalt you behold and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. And again, it all goes back to those first three verses. Our choice to stay in that secret hiding place, stay in the presence of God. And we do that by prayer and keeping his words foremost in our thinking. That's how we do it. That's how we access God's protection. Remember last week, we were looking at that verse in Hebrews. The word of God is quick and alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We looked at that, right? A discerner, which means it's skilled in judging your thoughts and intents, your notions and emotions, your reasonings and conclusions. Where are our thoughts? Never underestimate the power of the word of God in your mind. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Three times in this psalm, plague, pestilence, it's the plague. Verse 11, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Isn't it interesting? This is what the devil quoted at Jesus when he was tempting him in the wilderness. Remember that? Well, you know, if you're the Son of God, why don't you throw yourself off the cliff here? Because it says that he'll give his angels charge over thee. Nothing will happen to you. And Jesus Christ didn't wait a single second for his response. Remember? He said, it is written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Pretty good. Interesting that he quoted this from Psalm 91. So, you know, someone could say, well, look, if you're really a believer, I mean, you don't need to worry about anything that's going on right now. You can go anywhere you want to go. Go hug everybody. That's fine. Yeah. Fact, go right into the hospitals, room to room, pray and hug people, kiss everyone. No. No. We don't tempt God. But I will say this, if God gives you revelation to do something, then go do what he says. But make sure it's what he says and not what you think he says. Just make sure you've got that straight. I think it's kind of funny that the devil quoted this, but he didn't bother to quote the next verse, verse 13. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample under feet. Yeah. Jesus Christ, the promised seed of Genesis 3:15. Yes, the devil bruised his heel, but Jesus Christ has crushed his head. Our Savior has defeated the devil, delivered us from the kingdom of the God of this world, delivered us from the fear of death, and our Lord Jesus Christ is coming back one day because God raised him from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. And now in these last three verses here of Psalm 91, God says this to you and me. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I'll set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. And it all starts back in verse 1. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall lodge, abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. If you would please, I'll go a couple more places. Go to Psalm 27. Isn't that a magnificent psalm? Psalm 91. Timely, I think. Psalm 27. Let's read the first five verses here of Psalm 27, a psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. You know, dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Doesn't mean you sleep in the temple your whole life. Can't leave the temple. Again, the presence of God. We enter that presence of God because God is in us. And we pray and trust in his words. You know, in verse 4, is that in verse 4? Where it says inquire? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Verse 4, inquire. You know, in prayer, we can inquire. We can ask God. Might not get an answer that moment. We can keep asking. We can, in prayer, ask God to lead us, direct us, guide us, give us what we need. Of course. Psalm 31, if you would. Psalm 31, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock, for a house of defense to save me. For you are my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Psalm 61. God's protection is available to us. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. Lead me to the rock that's higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows. Thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform thy vows. For David, it was as real as it gets. Look at verses 3 and 4 again. Thou hast been a shelter for me, and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings. You know, David was public enemy number one. It was as real as it gets for protection for David. And, you know, we all of us would like to have a life free from hassles. I mean, who wouldn't? A life of no problems. I mean, who doesn't want to be, you know, living a life of smooth sailing, nothing going on? We certainly don't want any hurtful things coming our way. Certainly don't want any tragedies, problems, wars. Certainly don't want a pandemic to deal with. And yes, there's a day coming when all the crap will be over with. But until then, it's like I said last week, life is not always sunshine and roses. But in difficult times, we endure. We stay the course. We fight the good fight. We know what to do. Pray. Stay closely connected with God, believing his words. That's how David endured, and he had a lot to endure. You know, endurance in difficult times, endurance is not the absence of trouble. Rather, it's finding safety, rest, and peace right in the middle of it. You know, if you're out somewhere and it starts raining, a huge storm, you take shelter in a storm, the shelter doesn't lessen the intensity of the storm, does it? Taking shelter doesn't stop the thunder, doesn't cease the lightning, doesn't keep the rain from falling. The shelter provides a place of peace and safety, even when the storm continues to go on. The Bible says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee." It's not automatic. What are we doing with our thoughts? His peace comes from keeping our mind stayed on him, his words. Jesus Christ in John 16 said, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation," mental pressure. And then he said, "But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." A couple of weeks ago, we read from John 14, where Jesus Christ said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." And so we read of God's great protection in Psalm 91, from the traps of the one trapping, from the destroying plague, from the terror we can't see but might imagine, from arrows or harm that we can see, from the plague that we can't see, from destruction we can see, even if thousands fall by our side. Well, that about covers it, doesn't it? Don't you think? Traps, diseases, mental conflict, all of that. It's like Romans 8. If God be for us, who can be against us? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it's written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's nothing God cannot protect you from or deliver you from. His promises are true and they are very real. He is a very present help in time of need, and we sure need him now. Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. In doing that, then verse 3, having that trust and confidence, when we do that, he will snatch us out from the traps of the one setting the traps and from the destroying plague. So I would encourage you to work those first two verses of Psalm 91. They're fantastic. Work them into your heart and mind. This is our part. This is how we get under his wings of protection and stay there. This is how we find his shelter. This is how we access God's protection. And this is how we endure. Let's pray. Almighty God, our wonderful Heavenly Father, how humbled we are to see your great concern and love for us, the protection that you provide. We praise you, God, for your greatness, for your power, for your love, for your mercy. We thank you for your many blessings on our lives. And Father, we continue to look to you, to stay connected to you, to help us, to guide us, and to lead us. I pray, Father, for everyone on this phone hookup that you would help them, bless them, protect them, heal them. And Father, we just so anticipate that day when Jesus Christ will return. But until then, where else can we go? Who else can we turn to but our wonderful, loving Father? God, thank you for giving us your word. Thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ. And thank you for raising him from the dead. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. So, God bless you. I'm going to unmute everyone. So you can tell everybody goodbye and God bless, and I will see you all next week. God bless you.